Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. You know, as we start 2014, you know, TJ here was talking about his coughs and colds. You know, we want to keep our health, you know, get the best results we can. Talking about health is Lorna Vanderhaeghe today. We're also going to talk about our body, massage, how good that is for us. Our skin, we talk about moisture. Do we have to drink it or apply it to our skin? We're going to talk to an expert from Willow Stream Spa. I've got that cold, TJ. It's a power of suggestion. Also, we're going to talk to Hudson Mack about a fundraiser coming up, the Jail and Bail, that's going to be at the Bay Center, and you can help get him out of jail. We'll talk about the details of that. But off the top, we're going to talk about that belly fat, because after 40, we seem to put on something around the middle. Not me, of course, but, you know, somebody. And, you know, how do we get rid of that? Because do we do exercise, more exercise? That seems to be the way now. We do boot camps and all kinds of really vigorous stuff, but it doesn't seem to affect it. The stress levels we have in life seem to go up all the time. Our sleep goes down. And these all contribute to it. Lorna Vanderhaeghe is going to help us discuss how we can fix some of these things. Happy New Year to you, Lorna.
Well, Happy New Year to you. And, you know, as we all know, it's one of the top New Year's resolutions is to lose weight and get fit. And if you do go to the gym, you probably noticed in the first couple of weeks it was absolutely packed and you were standing waiting for a machine. And I noticed when I went there the other day that it's starting to dwindle and everybody's New Year's resolutions are falling apart when it comes to weight loss.
Well, for sure, Lorna, because I think, you know, if for one thing, maybe we make the wrong kind of resolutions. It's, you know, lose that weight, lose this, lose that, instead of maybe change the whole thing around, which is sort of what you do, is really look at the whole picture, not just exercise lots and then go home and eat a big high-fat diet. And hormones play a big part in that, but you're going to kind of talk about the belly fat itself. Over 60% of Canadians, you say, complain of belly fat, and diabetes, you know, is part of this. Where do we start in addressing just the belly fat? Because usually that's really where we want to lose the weight for most people over 50, say.
Right. And, well, belly fat's a problem for everyone. I mean, you probably noticed a lot of teenagers, both boys and girls, that have a lot of excess belly fat. We never used to see that before.
That's true.
So we're seeing belly fat in all of our age groups, whether it be the over 50 crowd. It just tends to be harder for the crowd over 50 to lose the belly fat. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the bane for everybody. And what I've written a book called A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss. And that book has a six-week eating plan. I call it a healthy eating plan that helps you bust fat, belly fat particularly, and gets you programmed to eating properly. You know, that's the key, because you're not going to go on a diet, put it this way, if you're a woman and you're cooking for the family, you're not going to eat a whole different group of foods, that diet foods, and that's not going to last for very long, because you have to cook two separate meals for your family.
So it doesn't really set a very good example, does it?
No, and there really are some simple ways to bust belly fat. The one thing we have to do is eat protein for breakfast. Now, what does that mean? Well, most of us like to have, you know, cereal, skim milk, toast, juice. That is the breakfast of an overweight person. The only people who can eat that are the skinny 12-year-olds and the aerobics instructors and the ditch diggers. So we need to switch our breakfast to protein, because that jump starts your fat burning furnace. And it stays that way. It increases it by 25%. It'll stay that way for 5 to 6 hours. That means you're burning fat, even if you're not running on the treadmill. And that's what we want.
Because it takes a lot of running on a treadmill. I mean, I think people have it wrong. It's really the diet first and the exercise second, isn't it?
Well, you know, when it comes to exercising, most of us have a really hard time with that. So in my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, I have a whole chapter, and it's got 6 weeks of exercising, 10 minutes of lifting small weights before you jump in the shower every morning. Literally 10 minutes a day, because we know that just a little bit of muscle on your body will help you burn the fat that's sitting there. So isn't that a great thing?
I think that's fabulous, because I don't think it's the length of time. I think it's how you do it and when you do it and some, you know, the downward motions and how you perform those exercises.
Right. You know, I hired a personal trainer, and I remember saying to my trainer when he'd come and I'd be running on the treadmill or I'd be riding the bike, and he'd be standing there. And I said, well, you know, I really don't want to pay for someone to watch me run the treadmill and ride the bike. And he says, well, you know, actually the weight-bearing exercise is the part of the workout that's really going to give you the most benefit. And I was thrilled because I hated running on the treadmill and I hated the bike. Yeah. And the weight-bearing exercises were easier to do. And I'm watching people in the gym the last couple of weeks and they're lifting these big, heavy weights. I guarantee they hurt like crazy afterwards and they're going to stop doing it. Whereas, you know, buy yourself that little weight tree with a 3, a 5, and an 8-pound weight on it and start with the 3-pound weight and then move to the 5-pound weight and then get to the 8-pound weight. And that's a lot of weight, 8 pounds, especially if you haven't done it before.
And so you break down what exercises we can do in your book?
Yeah, I do. And you do them in your bedroom. You set your alarm for 10 minutes early in the morning because that's the best time to exercise is first thing in the morning, especially for women or people who have insomnia. If you have insomnia where you don't sleep at night, you definitely don't want to exercise after work because that raises your cortisol, which is your stress hormone, and then it worsens your insomnia. And the other problem with cortisol is when cortisol levels, that stress hormone's too high, it gives us more belly fat. So we actually end up in a worse situation if we're exercising at night, raising our cortisol, not sleeping, which raises our cortisol further. So, you know, little simple things like, you know, eating protein for breakfast, get a large Ziploc freezer bag, fill it with lots and lots of veggies, carrots, sugar snap peas, broccoli, celery, fill it right to the top, and eat that all day long. Take it in your car, put it in your purse, have it on your desk. And by the time the day is done, you should have eaten the entire bag.
And don't you think maybe that if you, because we're going to talk a little bit about carbs in a while, but if you get more of a taste for these vegetables, you'll enjoy them more. It won't be a little carrot. But if you start cleansing your body, you'll start appreciating them more?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I have people who say, I hate vegetables. And I'm like, you know, you've got to start out with the ones you like. So if you only like celery, just eat celery. If you like carrots, have carrots. But, you know, a mix is good, and you don't even have to prepare them anymore because you can go into the grocery store and buy them all pre-cut, pre-washed, pre-ready to go, so there's no excuse.
Don't I know?
And a lot of us busy people, that's what we do. And then, for example, in my house on Sunday, I cook an entire flat of organic chicken breasts. I leave them in the fridge, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, so that my kids and everybody who is hungry, instead of taking cookies, they'll go take a chicken breast, put a little bit of salt on it, and go. You get that instant protein, and of course we have protein shakes and other great things in the health food store that can help us get more protein too.
And I was going to ask you about that. So first of all, we have the 10 minutes of weights in the morning. We have the protein at breakfast. As far as the kind of proteins we can eat, let's go into that. And also, what kind of protein powders, because there's tons and tons out there. What kinds are good? You know, we want to avoid sugars. And how much can we use of it? And what kind of, do we care about the calories of that protein powder?
Okay, well, these are all really good questions. So, yes, you want to have the protein for breakfast. And if you're not, you could have an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake. You could have protein powder in organic yogurt. You could have fish if you want. You know, a lot of the Japanese cultures have fish for breakfast. I mean, you could switch it around so you just think protein. And if you eat a pure protein breakfast, that's where you get the really big fat-burning lift. Then you have your bag of veggies. You get rid of all your white foods. When it comes to protein powders, and, you know, we always want to pick protein powders that we love the taste of. If you don't like the taste of it, you're not going to eat it. So talk to the health food store owner and say, what if I buy this big jug and I hate it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? You don't want to waste your money. A lot of them have little sample sizes. They'll demo some for you so you can try it right there. And that's what I recommend. I use pumpkin protein because I like vegetable-based proteins because I eat predominantly vegetables. And I like the pumpkin protein because it's certified organic, but there's whey proteins. You want to have them sweetened naturally, so stevia or xylitol. You don't want to see the artificial sweeteners and the artificial colors in them. And there are so many to pick from. So go in the health food store and say, I need help picking a protein powder, and I want to try it before I buy it, and what if I hate it, can I return it?
And you use one scoop. Is that how much of it do you need to really boost that morning?
Most of them are designed with one scoop, and you know, you might have to use two scoops, but it really depends on the protein powder. Most of them are one scoop, and you know, for example, what I do in the morning is I have organic probiotic rich yogurt. I throw a scoop of protein powder in there. I put some hemp hearts on top and some nuts and seeds, and that's my breakfast. And I get 30 grams of protein to start the day, which is great because For a person who's sedentary, who never moves, they need a woman needs 30 grams of protein a day. That's hard to do because an egg is a perfect protein. We measure all other proteins against it. One egg has 6 grams of protein. So most of us are not getting enough protein. And in women, not enough protein causes the sagging skin and, you know, the hair that doesn't look so great and our fingernails don't function well. So, you know, all of this protein is a healthy thing.
And, you know, Lorna, I think what you notice after a while is that you feel more energy and you get that bloat with all the carbs and maybe you just get so used to it. You get hungrier by lunchtime when you're eating all kinds of carbs. And when you start eating more protein, you do, after a week or so, start feeling a lot better.
You do. You notice that you don't have those carbohydrate cravings. So whenever women say to me, oh, I'm just craving sugar all the time. I feel like I need crackers, cookies, biscuits. You know, I'm looking for starchy foods or sugary foods, and I can't control my sugar cravings. And I always say to them, you're not eating enough good, healthy fats, like extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter, and you're not eating enough protein. Because as soon as you switch to protein, and you should be eating a piece of protein the size of the palm of your hand, at every meal. And we don't do that. And we can have as many green veggies as we possibly can eat in a day and get rid of the white foods, white rice, white sugar, white flour, white bread, white potatoes. And, you know, it doesn't mean you can't have a potato. You just should switch it to a yam or a sweet potato instead of a white one.
When we come back, we're going to talk more with Lorna Vanderhaeg about how to get rid of that belly fat. Back in a minute.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Okay, your suitcase is in the trunk, ma'am. Are we headed to the airport?
No, I'm having a staycation this year.
Oh, well, where are we going to?
I'm going to Chartwell Ross Place Retirement Residence to check in for my winter guest stay.
The Chartwell Ross Place Winter Guest Stay program is designed to offer short-term accommodation and temporary support. This is a furnished guest suite, tasty and nutritious dining, and access to all on-site activities and services. To learn more, call Ross Place today.
Relive the hilarious history of rock and roll as Tom Watson returns with the Time Benders to take you on a musical journey through the decades. It's dinner theater at its finest amongst friends and family at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Enjoy a beautifully prepared three-course dinner inspired by the season as you laugh and maybe even shed a nostalgic tear as we welcome Tom Watson himself. That's Tom Watson and the Time Benders, dinner theater at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel. Select dates starting January 17th until March 1st. To reserve your seats, go to oakbaybeachhotel.com.
I'm Terry Moore, and I've been hearing a lot about Total Prepare. Nils, tell me more about Total Prepare.
Terry, we're all about preparing you for any emergency situation. Earthquake kits, 25-year shelf life food packages, emergency water storage, filtration, you name it.
Who do you sell to?
We sell to families, schools, businesses, government. Everybody should have emergency supplies to be safe and self-reliant, no matter what the crisis.
And how can we order your products?
Just visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
Totalprepare.ca. Are you prepared?
If your old floors are due for an update, then head to the Home Depot, where we've got your flooring covered with style, selection, and value. Like 14-millimeter walnut laminate for only $1.49 a square foot, and 12 by 24-inch porcelain tile with two color options for only $2.47 a square foot. But hurry, these great prices and many more are only while quantities last. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. See store or homedepot.ca for details.
We are back, Lorna Vanderhaeg. We're talking about belly fat, and you know, over 60% of Canadians have belly fat. And I think sometimes we think, Lorna, that it's just part of aging and that there's nothing we can do about it. You know, men buy bigger T-shirts, we buy blousy tops, and we think, well, everybody else that's over 50 and has a flat tummy, that's their genes. But I have this, my mother had this, and that's the way it is. But that's not necessarily so.
Well, no, first off, if your parents are overweight, whatever you do, don't eat like them. That's the key. You know, switch the way you eat, because guaranteed if they're overweight, you're going to get all their other conditions like high cholesterol and high blood pressure and diabetes. And, you know, our rates of diabetes are going off the map. And you don't have to have this belly fat. I mean, just adopt these simple tips and just do one, because people get overwhelmed. And then the great news is, you know, we have some Health Canada approved nutritional supplements that actually work to bust belly fat. And this is for the people who try everything, because there are people who are doing the walking and the eating right, and they still can't budge that belly fat, especially in women with hormone issues, because estrogen tends to make us get more belly fat. And so there are a couple of them. One has 30 clinical trials at the Virginia Medical School for busting belly fat for type 2 diabetes and prediabetes, and that's called Kerecitol. And it works, it works, it works, and this helps your body function in regards to blood sugar. So it basically balances your blood sugar so that then the belly fat comes off, because that's the key to losing belly fat, is keeping that blood sugar balanced.
I can just hear the pins. Everybody, okay, let's, how do you spell that one? Because I'm sure everybody's going to want to know about that one, Lorna.
It's spelled C-H-I-R-O-S-I-T-O-L, Kerecitol. And it is a very well-researched ingredient that works to bust belly fat. It does a very good job. I take it myself, and especially if you have a glass of wine. Remember, people always say to me, I only have one glass of wine. It's only 120 calories. I go, yes, but to your body, it's like having a big piece of cheesecake. So one glass of wine is one piece of cheesecake. Two glasses of wine is two pieces of cheesecake. And think about that. So every time I have a glass of wine, I have a Kerecitol to keep my blood sugar and insulin balanced. And wow, has that made a difference with the belly fat. So if you have a tendency to cheat, you know, that's where you can use an additional one of these nutrients to really help you out. And the second nutrient that has very good research is CLA. And CLA with green tea extract, this is a fat that burns fat. And it has lots of research, but the research I love is in women over the age of 50, the hardest group to lose weight, and they found with absolutely zero diet change when people took the CLA with green tea extract, 8,000 milligrams a day, they lost 7 pounds in 90 days.
Wow.
Now, just take it every day, you know, instead of doing this diet thing where you go, I've got to go on this diet. Start slow, you know, little things, a bag of veggies a day, eating protein, change your bad fats to good fats, you know, that kind of thing. Add these two nutritional supplements and things are going to change dramatically for you because they work. They have research. You know, we hear so many things on TV about these weight loss ingredients, and I sit there shaking my head going, there isn't a single human study for some of them. And it just is shocking that we're talking about them, because we have to prove that these nutrients work in humans, that they actually do what they say. And these two nutrients have very good studies.
So there's no side effects or strange things that happen if you take these?
Well, the good news about the Kerecitol is that people got balanced blood sugar and insulin. Their happy hormones went up. Their carbohydrate or sugar cravings went down. And they actually were researching this ingredient for pre-diabetics, type 2 diabetics, and women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. So they were researching, you know, pretty common diseases with serious side effects, and found that people were losing their belly fat and losing weight, and their blood sugar and insulin was balanced nicely. So great research for that, lots of additional benefits. There are no side effects. That's the great thing. I mean, some people get gas when they take CLA. But take it at bedtime if you're worried about that.
Part of life.
Belly fat. And people's cholesterol went down when they took the CLA. But, of course, as soon as you start losing weight, your cholesterol is going to be better. Your high blood pressure is going to get better. You're going to have more energy. You're going to feel better about yourself. And this is in people who the CLA, all the research was done with no diet change, because they were trying to prove that it actually worked for weight loss.
Wow. You know, these are great tips, because we were talking in the beginning about the gym and how, you know, it goes from busy to not so busy. It's great to stay in shape and be healthy, but if we can start, you know, with your book with the 6 weeks and do a few things each time, add some of these supplements, we're going to feel better. And maybe for our goal setting, I think, Lorna, is a big part of it is joy and finding enjoyment in life. And sometimes we let all these other things be a grind for us, and they take up so much of our headspace that we can't just enjoy life because we're thinking about our body too much.
Well, you know why I wrote this book? I noticed, because, you know, as I got older, I noticed that I was getting this belly fat. And then I'd start to think about, oh, I can't eat this. I can't eat that. I can't eat this. I was so stressed out. I was actually eating more than I ever ate before. And I was eating the wrong foods and then feeling terribly guilty. And I thought, this is so crazy. Everybody must go through this guilt process about food. And so I thought, we've got to start small, little simple things that are going to work for us in our busy lifestyles. For example, I don't have time to go to the gym as much as I used to, so I bought a rebounder. It's a little trampoline. It sits about 5 inches off the floor. It's plunked in front of my TV. 10 minutes of bouncing on that a day is equivalent to 30 minutes of brisk walking. And it's fun.
So we got the weights in the morning, the bouncing, and, you know, you kind of got everything taken care of, and you had a walk in there from time to time.
Yeah, if you do that, you know, we've got to find things that work in our lifestyle. We have to remember that fruit juices and alcohol and all the white foods are putting the belly fat on us. So we need to avoid those. And then, you know, portion control is important when it comes to starches. But when you're looking at green vegetables, you can eat as many of those as you wish all day long. They're going to improve your bowel movements. Your skin is going to start to glow. And you're going to get the vitamins and minerals found in the veggies that you need as well.
Wow. And if you want to know more, you can always contact me, Lifestyle Patty Mac. And how do people get a hold of you to see the 6-week plan, Lorna?
Well, I think the health food stores all over the island are giving my Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss book away free, which is a $24.99 value. And they can go to my website at Hormone Help. So the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com. Yeah, just go to the health food stores and say, I'm looking for Lorna's weight loss book. And they'll show it to you.
Uh-oh, I hear people going right now. Stay tuned. We got another half an hour. You're also going to be on the island, Look Fabulous and Feel Great, Nanaimo.
Yes, I'm going to be doing that show there. I'm going to talk about women's hormones. People should come and see me. And, you know, we're on the website as well. We have so many options for people to get more information. So free books on the website, too, at hormonehelp.com.
Lorna, how do you find balance? I mean, you have a very big company going here. You are spreading the word. But how do you personally keep it all in check and keep so calm and cool when you love what you do, but you have a lot to get through today?
Oh, well, you know, it's about, first off, you have to do what you love. Because if you have to go to work every day and spend 8 hours in a job you hate, I can't even imagine what that is like. So find something you love to do. It's what I tell my kids and my little kids, you know, if you're looking for a career, find something you love to do because it won't be work.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you hate your job, find a new job. And then, you know, I take nutritional supplements. I try and eat well. Sometimes that's hard when I'm on the road traveling. And I have a wonderful, supportive, loving family, which also makes me feel happy.
Right. And surround yourself with people that you love and give you positive feedback.
Well, it's true. You know, if you've got friends that are just there for you, you're going to feel much happier than if you have friends who are always saying, oh, you shouldn't do that or that's bad. And, you know, talk to your family and friends so that they can support you when you decide to go out and make these changes. It's if you're going to start a new program for eating, get the whole family involved. Don't just do it for you. So then it will be easier to do this.
Lorna Vanderhaeg, it's always great talking to you. I've got a list of things here now I've got to get done today, but in a good way, and pick up my supplements and your book. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope you have a great new year, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, next month.
Thank you so much. It's
okay,
a pleasure.
Lorna, take care. When we come back, we're going to talk to Hudson Mack and Stan.
Hockey practice.
Ballet recital.
Piano class.
Girls' night.
Long weekend.
Every day is different.
But it always gets done.
In my Ford F-150.
My Fusion Hybrid.
My Ford Escape.
Canadians love driving Ford vehicles. It's the reason why Ford is the number one selling automotive company in Canada, 4 years running. Right now, get your first four bi-weekly payments on us. Plus great rebates or 0% purchase financing, all on select new models. Ford is the Canadian favorite. Find yours today at your Ford store. See Ford.ca for details.
The biggest culinary competition in the world has come to Canada.
Cook like you want this.
Yes, sir!
The nation's best home cooks battle to become the country's first ever Master Chef.
Get him on the plate!
We can't.
Racing against the clock and each other for the ultimate title.
Exquisite.
I have confidence in you.
My answer is yes.
Master Chef Canada, Monday at 8 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Kraft Shredded 3-Cheese Pizza Blend. It's perfect for pizza.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. Two accountants from a Quebec firm were among those who died in a brutal suicide attack on Friday at a restaurant in the Afghanistan capital of Kabul. Pierre Sampson, the head of Sampson & Associates, says his two employees, a man from Gatineau, Quebec, and the other from Ottawa, were killed in the attack. Sampson says the two men were doing auditing work for the Canadian International Development Agency, and he says they were having dinner when the bomb went off. Sampson didn't identify the men because his firm is still trying to get in touch with family members. Afghan police say 21 police were killed after a suicide bomber blew himself up outside the restaurant, which was filled with foreigners and affluent Afghans, while two gunmen snuck in through the back door and opened fire. A team of international inspectors is in Iran preparing to visit two uranium enrichment facilities as part of a deal Iran struck with world powers. Under the six-month agreement, Iran will limit its enrichment of uranium in return for some Western sanctions to be lifted. It takes effect on Monday. A 9-year-old Winnipeg boy was taken to hospital in critical condition after a snowbank collapsed on him. A neighbor of the boy's family says other neighbors came to her door and asked for help in getting the boy out from under the heavy snow. It's unclear whether he was digging a tunnel or doing something else when the snow collapsed on him. Executive producer Kathy Connell says the focus of tonight's SAG Awards will be on acting.
We're giving a party, the actors are giving a party in the actor's house, and we make it as personal as we can for them because the only awards are being given to actors.
Those looking ahead to the Oscars will want to pay close attention to the winners this weekend. The SAG Awards are often seen as an indicator of who will win at the Academy Awards because the actors group makes up a large portion of the Academy's voters. That's CFAX News to 11:32. A look at weather now. Clouds for today and some fog clearing just after noon. Highs to 7 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and some fog developing just past midnight with lows to plus 2. And for your Sunday, more clouds in the forecast. A mix of sun and cloud for your afternoon and fog clearing around noon with highs to 7 degrees. Right now outside CFAX 1070 studios downtown, we have surpassed our high, currently sitting at 8 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
I am Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle, and you can listen to me every Saturday from 11 till noon on CFAX. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We are running the great Seahawks game against the 49ers. It's going to be fantastic. Also, we have the Super Bowl game next Sunday. So make sure you stay tuned every day to CFAX 1070. Joining me right now is the news director of CFAX 1070 CTV Vancouver Island, Hudson Mack, and also Stan from Outlooks for Men. Of course, your clothing store for men, and all the guys at CTV, of course, wear their fashions. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Hudson, I know you're on the way to the dump, your favorite place to go on a Saturday. And Stan, you're at work at Outlooks, as you are lots of the times, because you're there making sure that men are tailored to perfection in Victoria.
Yes.
Stan, I know you listen to the show, and it's great to have you on. Your daughter goes to St. Andrews High School. And they're doing a wonderful thing, which is raising funds to build a school, a high school in Peru.
Yes.
Or a high school or a school for younger kids, Stan?
No, it's a school for younger kids.
For younger kids.
Yes.
And, you know, you must be very proud of her to be involved in this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a very good bunch of kids. They're raising, we're helping them, but also they're raising money for themselves, for the travel and... They really committed to this project, and so is the teachers and all the parents.
And that's wonderful, because St. Andrews is a real community school.
Yes.
Excuse me, I got this cold. And, you know, Peru, people go, well, Peru, I mean, what do we know about Peru? But we live in a global world where we should be taking care of people no matter where they're at. And how did they get a connection to Peru?
Well, this is an organization based in Kamloops. It's called... it's called Developing World Connections.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this all the time. They build schools all over the world, like Peru, Guatemala, Rwanda, Kenya, Cambodia, India, Nepal, Indonesia, and the Philippines.
Wow, isn't that something? And Hudson, I know you're going to be taking part. There is going to be a jail and bail. And that's going to be at the Bay Center on the February 1st between 10 and 4. And, you know, you have a football banquet that night for the Mount Doug Rams, so we need to get you out of there, and you need people to get you some money so you can actually get out of bail and get sprung.
Well, anybody who's listening right now, please help us out to raise money for this this great cause. You can make a donation to keep me in jail until 4 o'clock, and when they spring me that hour, if you want. But whatever you want to do would be great.
And this is all, you know, there's a tax receipt for this as well, if
yes,
you're
absolutely.
Wondering. And you know, they want to raise $15,000. That doesn't include their travel. This is just for the school. And I'm sure this will help a lot of kids out. Do you know how many kids would be in the area that might go to this school, Stan?
No, I don't know, but it's 15 kids from the St. Andrews High School who are going to build that school. It's the building in the outskirts of Lima, the capital of Peru, but I don't know exactly how many kids are actually going to that school.
And what age is your daughter?
She's in grade 11, mm-hmm. and there's grade 11 and grade 12 kids going to help build that school.
You know, I think it's amazing. My friend's daughter, Emily, she was in Africa last year, and I can't believe the amount of young people in this town who do things on a global level to help other people, and how it changes their life and who they become and what they're going to do in their lives.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to experience something they never experienced before, and hopefully they're going to change their life because they're going to stay not in the five-star hotels, but just a sort of hostels rooms, which you have a bathroom for a few people, not only for themselves. So that's probably going to change their life too.
Yeah, she's going to be thankful, Stan, when she comes home and gets to be with you guys and go, wow, this
yes.
is pretty good.
Yeah.
And the jail and bail, tell us how people can help Hudson, because he's your celebrity guy and you need to raise some funds that day. So tell us what this all looks like on February 1st at the Bay Center.
The best way is to come to the store, and there is an application. They fill the address and for the taxable receipt, and also at the Bay Center at the time when it's the fundraising, so they can donate how much money they need to or they want to.
And you have a jail cell that you're building?
Yeah, they're going to build the jail cell for a few people. They're going to jail them there. So we will try to build Hudson as soon as possible.
He likes nice amenities, though, and probably a washroom.
Yeah. They've never built a jail cell that can hold me in.
No, I won't do that, Hudson. I will try to get you to party as soon as possible.
I know they have a good massage person there at the and that foot place you like to go to, Hudson. Maybe they can come and help you out while you're in jail.
Yeah, a massage in jail would be nice.
Because you don't get it at home, right?
Yeah. And then after that, I will dress him up.
Oh, awesome. And you're at Outlooks for Men, of course. So if people want to come to the store, Stan, what's your address there?
It's 534 EH Street, and we open every day from 10 to 5:30 on Friday to 8 o'clock in the evening, and in Sunday from 11 to 4.
And, of course, that's Dale Olson's great store. And, Hudson, you guys at CTV are dressed to the nines and go there for your clothing. Tell us how Stan helps you makes you look so good.
Well, he manages to slim me down somehow.
And what kind of parts of tailoring are necessary? Because I know lots of times, Hudson, because Stan is a tailor, that you see someone wearing a suit and you know exactly, you go, oh, that should have been adjusted. What points are important, Stan, to make sure a suit fits a person properly? We got a lot of kids going to grad in June. How should a suit fit a person?
Well, first of all, the Hudson is the easiest customer what I experience. He's so easy to fit, and the part right now is about fit. You know, slim suit look way better than big boxy suits which we used to wear. And for me, it's always the length of the sleeves. Most of the guys wearing sleeves way too long on the suit. We need to show a little bit cut from the shirt, so that brings up the suit a little bit more, and it looks way smarter than when the sleeves are too long.
And where should the pant leg hit on the shoe?
Well, that's another thing. Most of the people wear pants way too long. They have too many breaks. Just one small break, and when the front crease hit the shoe, that would be just enough. And And when now the pants are way narrower than they used to be, the pants are sort of short for some people. They look short, but that's how the fashion it is. I always tell the customers, we should remember the Beatles, how they wear their suit. They are skinny, pipey pants and short.
And Hudson, of course, they should wear a good shoe with that, too, because nothing looks worse than having a slim suit and then having a clunky big shoe.
Yes.
Yeah, you can be dressed beautifully, but if your shoes are a mess, that'll just ruin the whole look. And people look at shoes first.
And, of course, had you always the nape of the neck, too, right, the way the suit kind of fits with the sleeves or the shoulders?
Yeah. Well, you always Stan always takes I always get a little bit of a collar roll. They square the collar for me so that you don't get that little ridge in the back. That's to accommodate my dowager's hump.
Okay. Well, listen, let's talk about one more time. We've got to get to the break here, but Developing World Connections, St. Andrews High School, needs your help to get Hudson out of jail. They're building a school in Peru. These are grade 11 and 12 students. They need $15,000, and you can help by going to the Bay Center on February 1st between 10 and 4 and participating that way, going to Outlooks for Men, and participating and getting a sheet, and it's a tax write-off.
And
contacting Hudson. How do they contact you, Huddy, if they want to donate?
They can contact me in the newsroom at CTV, or we'll get those pledge forms at the front desk at our studios at 1420 Broad as well.
Okay, yes. So CTV Vancouver Island, you come here to CFAX Studios. Get those. Hudson's on Twitter, at CTV Hudson. He's active on that, or the website, right?
Yeah. VancouverIsland.ctvnews.ca.
You bet. Well, and Stan, what is your daughter's name?
Anya, A-N-I-A.
Anya, well, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I think you're a great dad for helping her. And Hudson, I know a lot of people want you in jail. Some want you out.
No.
Well, listen, I'm going to go back to doing that thing that I like to do on Saturday mornings that gives me so much pleasure.
Yeah. Hudson always goes to the dump, and he's always like a minute late and comes home. Oh, my gosh, they're closed. So this time he has to get that stuff out there because we have so much junk to get rid of.
Yeah. Patty, thank you so much for having me on your show.
You are so welcome, Stan. It is a pleasure talking to you. And get to Outlooks, get yourself a nice suit, and get tailored up.
I would like to welcome you, too, to the store, and I would like to do some alteration for you.
I need it. I just wear the big boxy top, so you can slim me down, too. Okay, Stan, take care.
Thank you so much.
Talking about your skin.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
I'm Lisa, and I'm here to tell you what's happening today in Victoria. I'm at the Maritime Museum at Bastion Square. Come say hi and check out the featured exhibit titled Treasures from Within. There will be unique artifacts on display, including marine passports and even a pair of World War II sneakers. There's also going to be a tour based on Captain Cook's travels and the Age of Discovery. The tour starts at 1 o'clock, and the cost is included with your general admission fee. Now, if you've been downtown today, you've probably noticed that there are signs up all over town about the Victoria Film Festival, February 7th to the 16th. The festival has been going on for 2 decades, so this is sure to be the best year yet. There will be world premieres, exclusive screenings, and many great discussions at this year's festival. Get your tickets now. You can find out more information on our website at cfax1070.com. I'm Lisa, and that's your Community Connection brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert!
Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson and DoddsFurniture.com.
Do you hear that? Listen close. It's coming from your child. And sadly, it's the sound of your pills. Prescription medicine is the new drug, and 3/4 of our kids get it from home. Stop the abuse. Your kids need you to take back all unused medicine. Learn how and where at CanadaDrugFree.org. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Canada.
It's the New Year sale at the
Vitamin Shoppe, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Make 2014 your healthiest year ever with high-quality nutritional supplements for every member of the family, featuring natural factors, Sisu, Genuine Health, Preferred Nutrition, Renew Life, Quest, and many others. Ask about the Vitamin Shoppe's free delivery service. Phone 386-1212. For healthy solutions, it's the Vitamin Shoppe, 1212 Broad Street, and CanadianVitaminShoppe.com.
We are back talking about something I love, spas. And joining me is Anita Borslies from the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress. Happy New Year, Anita.
Happy New Year, Patty. Great to chat with you.
You too. And, you know, this time of year, I think, is a bright time for a lot of people, but also a time where sometimes we need a little extra boost to get our energy up and maybe get our skin glowing. And we put lots of, you know, moisture and stuff on the outside because we think, oh, it's so dry, I've got to put one of these oils on or something. But really, you kind of have to get rid of that top layer, don't you, to kind of have those moisturizers absorb?
Absolutely. It's all about exfoliating. And this is a great time of the year. We've gotten through the party season, the holiday season. Everything's winding down a little bit, and we can put a little more focus back on ourselves again. And exfoliating the skin, I think women especially are probably guilty of really focusing on our face.
Yeah.
Because that's what we see, and we see the instant results that we get when we do exfoliate, but we ignore the rest of our body.
Totally.
And a great example of that is I say to women, look at your face.
Yeah.
Look at your feet.
Yes.
Because we exfoliate our face a lot, at least I do. And I know, you know, a lot of women, that's definitely something, because they can tell when their skin starts to look dull. And
that's true, because our makeup just looks kind of patchy. And
the skin tone looks patchy. And generally what we get with a lot of women, the word they use is dull. And that's exactly what it is. With our skin is constantly renewing itself.
Do we need to do the whole body?
We need to do the whole body.
Okay.
Because the skin is our largest organ. And it's the largest organ, and its main purpose is to absorb and to eliminate. So we absorb moisture, we absorb nutrients, and we eliminate toxins through our skin. So if we're blocking that pathway,
yeah,
our body's ability to do those two things is definitely hampered.
But it'd be a different level of exfoliation, like for the face compared to the body. I mean,
absolutely.
The face is exposed.
You
want to
be much gentler on your face, and there's a number of different things that you can use. Because the face is a much smaller area, we can, you know, a lot of women like scrubs because they like the texture, the feel of a nice scrub. The other one is also like the alpha hydroxys. So,
and what does that do? Does that actually peel it, or what does an alpha hydroxy
actually mean? It's the same process. It's basically fruit acids, so there's glycolic and lactic acids, and basically what they do is they clear that path. They clear away those dead skin cells. It's easier to do that on the face. Obviously, it'd be a lot harder to use a product like that over your whole body on a regular basis. So
what do you like the best?
One of my favorite things, and actually it's kind of coming into trend again, is dry brushing. And there's a number of different ways you can do this. You can you see those kind of a paddle, the wooden handle, natural bristles, and they usually have a little strap over them, so you can put your hand in there.
So you're like a horse, you mean? You're gonna
kind of, yes, actually.
Oh, wow.
It's exactly what they kind of look like, the same type of brush. But the key is, or the other one you can use, sorry, is just those exfoliating gloves that you can buy.
Yes.
They're, you know, a couple dollars. You can get them at most drugstores, probably even the grocery store. Some of them carry them. But the key is actually doing it when your skin is dry, as opposed to a lot of people, I think, probably do this in the shower.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely,
they have their
with the
scrubs
product.
And, you know, there's lots of great salt scrubs and sugar scrubs you can do in the shower. So those are fantastic as well. But the nice thing with the dry brushing, it's faster. You get full body coverage, and it actually stimulates your lymphatic system, which the lymphatic system is the system that gets rid of the toxins in our body. So a number of different great points to dry brushing. A, as I said, it's quick, it's fast to cover your whole body. It's inexpensive because, as I said, those, you know, you can get those brushes, you know, all of those are probably under $5, and you can get them almost anywhere. And you can do it on a weekly basis. So a lot of girls that work at the spa, you know, once a week is kind of their Sunday night, they have their ritual, you know, where they do the exfoliation, have a nice bath, maybe do a face mask, And they just spend an hour on themselves and unwinding at the same time, which is a great way to do it as well.
And let's talk about some of those some of the things you can do at the spa for this. But also another tip, if you're at home and you do the exfoliating with the grains, you have to be really careful too, though, that you're not over scrubbing, because some
Absolutely.
Of those ones that are cheaper can really do some damage and
you
wreck
can,
your face.
You can actually, and as much as some, you know, I'm definitely guilty of being one of those people that I like to feel the scrub. Mm-hmm. I like a nice salt scrub or a nice sugar scrub, but you do have to be careful with the products that you're using and not being too abrasive on the skin. That's the key, especially on the face. You want to be exceptionally careful with your face. But that, again, that's the nice thing with the dry brushing, that you can control the pressure that you're using.
I'm going to get one of those horse brushes and
yeah,
start
they're fantastic. Well, the nice
start
thing
eating
is I do say you always want to do it towards the heart. That's the one thing that you want to do. You always want to move the brush up and towards the heart and do it before you get in the shower. And the nice thing, too, with that is you have your shower, you get out, and then your body is just so ready for the moisturizer. There's nothing blocking those pathways, so your body is so much better able to absorb the moisture you're putting on it. Otherwise, if you don't do any exfoliating on the body, you're really just putting moisture on top of your skin, and it's sitting on top of your skin.
Anita, great points. We're going to come back, talk a little more about that, and then the importance of massage.
Absolutely.
Back in a couple of minutes with Anita.
And now a word from your Subaru dealers. Today's word is ice. Skating on ice is fun. Driving on ice, not so much. That's when you need a Subaru with full-time symmetrical all-wheel drive and traction control. It handles so well, you'll be cool as ice, even while sitting on heated seats. Right now, get a $500 holiday bonus on a new 2014 XV Crosstrek. A bonus that might have you singing Ice, Ice Baby, or just singing happily.
Visit Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
There's lots of ways to show someone they're special. Thousands do it every day. But how do you take it to a higher level? This is what Paul Mara Jewelers is for. Finding that unique piece, that's something special for any occasion, and that piece that's perfect for everyday or more formal occasions. Paul Mara Jewelers, the highest level of quality and customer service, and over 25 years of showing people how special they are to each other. Paul Mara Fine Jewelry and Watches, corner of Fort and Broad, and paulmarajewelers.com.
You have to check out Windsor Plywood's Renovation Resolutions January Flyer. The whole store is on sale. Doors, floors, plywoods, finishing materials, stains. Check out their showroom on Keating Crossroad in Central Saanich and on Van Isle Way in Langford. Loaded with spectacular savings. Shaker-style doors starting as low as $99.99. Vinyl flooring from $239 a square foot. Engineered hardwood at $349 a square foot, just to name a few. That's all at Windsor Plywood in Greater Victoria. Happy New Year!
It's End of the Rolls All-Out Flooring Blowout. Right now, you'll save up to 40, 50, 60, even 70% on brand-name laminate, hardwood, tiles, carpet, vinyl, area rugs, and so much more. With no payment, no interest plans available, OAC, and free storage till spring, this is the best time to buy flooring. Visit endoftheroll.com for details. It's End of the Rolls All-Out Flooring Blowout on now at End of the Roll. Brand-name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
We are back, and we're talking about our skin. Anita Borslai, the sales spa manager at the Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress, is on the phone with us. We're going to talk about procedures at the spa, but also right now we're going to talk about the importance of massage, because you asked one of your RMTs, registered massage therapist, the biggest issue she's seeing, and her answer was very quickly.
Very, very quickly, and she didn't even have to think about it, is upper back, neck, shoulders, and the right arm. Mm. As most of us are right-handed, so not to exclude any of the left-handed
out
there. But, and I'm actually experiencing this problem right now, not 100%, it's not all related to being on the computer, but that's really what the big problem that we're seeing is. We're all spending so much time at our desks on the computer, and we're plugged in so much. We also see a lot of people with the issues in their arms because of texting. We're all attached to our iPhones, our Blackberries, you know, and those muscles are different muscles that we're using as well. And we're seeing a lot of people coming in dealing with those types of issues, a lot of stress in those areas because you're sitting and not everybody's using the proper posture when they are at their computer. So a couple of points that she actually had. So obviously massage is great for that, but you want to go before it becomes a problem.
Right. And it's not really just people, oh, have a massage. It's really not just for, oh, this is a pleasurable thing to do, but it really is kind of a necessary thing after a certain point in your life.
Absolutely. You know, I'm actually having more and more people email me and say, do you know what? I keep meaning to go, and something always comes up. And something always can come up. As we all know that, we're all busy people. So she's actually started, and she scheduled appointments for herself and her husband. So they alternate every week, and she scheduled them for the entire year.
Wow.
Which is smart, because then you've made a commitment to yourself and to your body and to your wellness. And that's your time for yourself. And we're talking a little bit about the spa, too, and that's the beauty of coming to the Willow Stream, is that it's not just coming in the door, having your massage, and running back out again. It's we want you to come early, we want you to have a steam, we want you to have a sauna, we want you to soak in the mineral pool, and hopefully you've exfoliated before you've come so that your body's nice and able to absorb the minerals that we have in the mineral pool. And we want you to keep all of your cell phones and everything turned off and in your locker so that you really give your body and your mind the chance to unwind before you ever even have your massage.
And you have a great facility there. And I think a lot of people think maybe, spa days, and these are just sort of frou-frou things. And, it's selfish, or I'm not going to do that, or it's too expensive. But really, we need to put ourselves first sometimes and do these things, because there's a lot of important things, like you're saying, about the massage for health reasons. Also with our skin, you can analyze it. You're professionals that can look at it and see if there's any problem areas.
Absolutely. And they can recommend things that you can, you know, obviously we have some great products that we have at the spa, but also they can help you work with the products that you have at home. Or I've also given you some really inexpensive things that you can do on your own, in addition to, coming to the spa and having your massage or your facial or whatever it is that you'd like to have. The other nice thing with going to professionals is that they can help you to not re-injure yourself again. So if you're constantly getting headaches and you know, having back issues because of possibly bad posture when you're at your computer, they can give you stretches that you can do. I know the RMTs, when I go to see them, they're like, are you getting up every hour and doing a stretch? No, I'm not. So they have some great stretches that you can do sitting at your desk that take, you know, 1 or 2 minutes. And it really does make a difference.
And also, you offer a lot of things there, don't you? I mean, you have the pools you can sit in before you go.
Absolutely.
And spend the whole
like
day
I said,
there.
We really want people, our tagline is Find Your Energy, and we do find that more and more people need to tune out. And by tuning out and turning their Blackberries off, their iPhones, and just sitting and reading magazine or sitting in the mineral pool or going for a swim, that you're really able to just unwind and let everything go and really just enjoy some quiet, which I don't think we get enough of in our life.
And you were suggesting that Hudson and I, or maybe I'll bring my daughter
yes.
for her birthday. I thought I'd bring her because you have the new nail salon.
We have our new nail boutique, which we're absolutely thrilled. Another great thing about spa, and it's another trend that we've seen growing, which is why I'm so excited about this nail bar, is social spaing. So more and more people are enjoying the spa with either their partners. A lot more women are coming in, you know, with their boyfriends or their husbands, or they come in with a group of girlfriends.
Or both.
Yeah, or both. That's right. We can separate you.
Yeah, right.
But more and more people, you know, are getting that extra benefit of enjoying the spa with their daughters or their friends. And the new pedicure stations we've got 5, so you can all sit there and
so it can be lively. It doesn't have to be a quiet,
lively,
serene area.
It's so much fun, and that's the beauty of this new area. It's actually a little bit outside the spa, so it can get a little bit noisier in there without being disruptive to the other spa guests, and we can close the door and put some great music on in there, and
wonderful.
It's just a perfect spot.
Anita, how do people get a hold of you if they want to book an appointment or
they
come and see you?
They can give our staff a call. We call them our relaxation experts, 250-995-4650. And we're open every day of the year. We never close.
Relaxation. What do you call it?
Our relaxation experts.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice title. That's cool. Have a great new year. Can't wait to come in there and
thanks, Patty.
Have,
a, we look
have something
forward to
done.
Seeing you. Take care. Have a great weekend.
And TJ, you have a great weekend. And if you want to get hold of me or know more about real estate or radio, contact me at lifestylepattymack.com. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.